All right, next one we're going to do is going to be Bessie. Bessie Lee Hicks Ross. B-E-S-S-I-E, Lee, L-E-E, Hicks, H-I-C-K-S, R-O-S-S, Ross. She was seen 2/7, date of birth is 5/1/25. Miss Bessie Lee Ross is in her fourth benefit period, ending 2/24/2026 period. Patient was seen today for hospice face-to-face evaluation period. This is going to be shared with the hospice medical director as well, period. Patient was found to be contracted in bed, very weak, very thin, very debilitated. Patient probably weighs less than 90 pounds now. Miss Six is 99 years old. She's on hospice at this time with a diagnosis of CVA. Patient does not respond to her name. Patient is eating very little. The staff have to feed her at the residential home. I spoke to her daughter, who tells me that she was hospitalized on Tuesday night with volume third of February with volume depletion, possible urinary tract infection, but she was not sent home with any medication, period. Just 2 weeks ago, she was able to sit in a wheelchair, but no longer able to do so. When she's in bed, she's hunched over in the middle of the bed with contractured upper and lower extremity, period. Once again, her mental status has declined, no longer knows her name, period. She's very confused, period. She also has a history of failure to thrive, chronic diastolic CHF, and diabetes mellitus, period. She has continued to show progressive functional and cognitive decline, period. She's now eating about 10 to 20% of her meals, period. ADL dependency. FASD has slipped down to 7D, as in David. Her PPS is now at... Thirty percent, as opposed to 40%. She continues to have severe dysphagia. Her RMAC has decreased to 17. Patient's weight loss is unavoidable, of course. So is the changes in her condition related to her CVA, period. New paragraph. The UTI she just suffered and volume depletion is a telltale of her end. Since most patients in this condition die of urinary tract infection and dysphagia, this was discussed with her daughter as well at the time of evaluation, period. Patient is very close to death, most likely has less than 6 months to live, continues to be hospice appropriate. Family is aware of her grave prognosis. Thank you. Remains hospice appropriate, of course. Thank you.